ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you Full Circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech Athletics.
Here's the serve, setting it in the middle, block!
Like he wants a throw, looking for a man, has a catch. Yes, David Walter with the catch in traffic. Falls across the goal line for a Husky touchdown.
Hawk for three, it's good.
Nice. Dribbles once, pulls up, shoots, scores.
Rebound there for Valdez, he'll shoot, scores.
It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll.
Brought to you by the Rock House Grill and Tavern.
1, 2, 3, let's go!
Now, here's your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thanks a lot. Week 2 of Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Not a bad week in the books as we get set for another one coming up here, and another big weekend for Michigan Tech football coming off. A nice win against Walsh, 33-7, and a record-setting day for quarterback Brandon Cowie. We'll talk all about that. The Michigan Tech volleyball team was on the road this past week, played some real stiff competition, came out with a victory in one of those matches. Coach Matt Jennings will be chatting about that, too. The soccer team splitting over the weekend. Big win for them on Sunday against a good St. Cloud State team. 1-0, cross-country getting set to get going, and Kirk is back in here with us for sports information, all ready to go, and another big week for the football team, hey?
Oh, definitely so. We got Ferris State coming in this week, ranked in the top 10 in the latest AFCA Division II coaches poll, so it should be an exciting week over at Sherman Field.
No doubt about it. We'll talk to Coach Curley in just a moment. Happy birthday going out to Mary Mikula today. Happy belated birthday to Judy Sellers, who celebrated a birthday yesterday. Ryan Sturros is 9 today from Calumet, and happy 40th birthday to Seth Nemi, 40 years old today. Those are our birthdays here on Mix 93 WKMJ, and we'll be taking a look at more Michigan Tech sports when we come back, but right now, weather brought to you by Superior Tax and Accounting Services.
Does payroll and bookkeeping take time away from running your business? Leave your payroll and bookkeeping up to us at Superior Tax and Accounting Services in Houghton. You can count on Superior Tax and Accounting Services to get your payroll and bookkeeping done quickly and at a reasonable rate. Let us start working for you. Call Superior Corner from Family Video on Sharon Avenue in Houghton. See you soon at Superior Tax and Accounting Services, 523-7012.
Thunderstorms likely to continue this morning, then a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. High of 77 degrees with winds from the west-southwest at 10 to 15. For tonight, scattered thunderstorms, especially late, low of 62. Tomorrow, Wednesday, overcast with rain showers at times, high of 67, winds from the east-northeast at 10 to 15. Tomorrow night, rain, low of 57. And for Thursday, scattered thunderstorms in the morning, then partly cloudy, windy late, high of 70.
Tight end in motion, that's Fabry, looking to pass again. Cowie, this is a screen, well set up. Williams has some open field, getting towards the goal line. Touchdown, Huskies! And there you go, now you get the junior running back the opportunity to get the ball in his hands in open space, turn on the burners.
Coach currently is with us on Huskies Drive Time after a big win against Walsh, opening up the season at home in front of a great crowd. The VIP tailgate party was hopping as usual, and that'll be even more so the case, I believe, this Saturday as they get set to host Ferris State University. What a well-rounded game by Michigan Tech on Saturday, and Coach Curley joining us right now. And Coach, I know you said after the game, or at least I alluded to it too, and I think you agreed that there wasn't a whole lot to pick from as far as things that the Huskies didn't do right. It seemed like a lot went right on Saturday.
Well, I did think we played a clean ball game, and for the opener, Dirk always, you know, the mistakes. I think we had two penalties, you know, few turnovers. You know, did a good job on the, you know, the third down conversions, both sides of the ball. You know, I think they were what, 1 for 10 or 1 for 11 or something, and getting them. So yeah, I thought for an opener, you know, there's still a lot of things that you can fix on film. And you know, we got to make sure that we get better this week. But for an opener, we played pretty well.
I mean, I know one thing you're really proud of. Was it 35 yards given up on the ground? I mean, what a great job by the defensive line and the linebackers, and then the secondary moving up when they knew they could.
Right. I think after three quarters, I believe they had 50 yards of total offense.
Yeah.
You know, and then got someone a couple of drives there in the fourth quarter. But I think after three quarters, we'd held them to 50 yards total offense.
Talk a little bit about Brandon Cowie, coach, and that performance record setting. I'm going to round it up to 93% because that's what I do. 26 for 28 completion. He just was solid right from the start.
You know, he did play very well. You stand out there and try to throw 26 completions against nobody. You know, and throw it on air, it's awful hard to do. And, you know, that tied a conference record. You know, in the history of this conference, no one's ever had a higher percentage of completions in one ball game. So it, you know, really was quite noteworthy. And then, of course, he had the distinction yesterday of being selected the Great Lakes Conference Player of the Week, which, you know, I think is very well deserved.
Coach, talk about Brandon Cowie, but the offensive line gave him some time to sit back there and be able to throw as well. Kind of talk about their performance and what they meant to the ball game on Saturday.
Well, I thought we protected well. I think we had two sacks, and I would only have really one of those as a protection sack. The other one, I thought we blocked long enough to throw it, and you know, and Brandon scrambled and was tackled behind the line, so they mark it there. You know, we've got the work to do yet on knocking people off line of scrimmage. You know, we averaged only 2.9 yards per rush, which is got to improve if we want to, you know, get ourselves into big ball games later in the year when all of a sudden you might not get the good weather and, you know, your ability to own the line of scrimmage is going to become much more of a factor. So there's work to be done, but, you know, like I said, for the first ball game, I thought that, you know, we played pretty well.
How about the secondary, Coach? Couple of interceptions, and I know that was one of the areas where a lot of guys were competing for starting jobs. Your thoughts on how they played?
The new guys, I thought, played, you know, is what for what we'd hoped. I thought we got you know, more than that. You know, Travis Tidwell, our boundary corner, was our team player of the game on defense. You know, and he played well there and had an interception. Corey Williams, who was his first start at replacing Gervais as the boundary safety, he had a good football game. Derek Singles, our free safety, played well. The two corners in the field, Jalen Williams Boone and Antoine Curtis, played well, and then, you know, the returning starter Nick Brajek was very solid, made a couple nice plays in space.
No doubt about it. And you know, you and I talked a little bit after the game about the difference from the first half to the second half, and some of the little things that you adjusted. What were some of those adjustments again to maybe get a little bit more on the ground and some of the things that weren't going really well for you in that first half went better in the second half?
Well, our first two drives in the second half, you know, offensively, they both went down and scored, and we had 2 3-and-outs on defense. So, you know, I think that kind of set the tone right there that, you know, that third quarter is important, especially when you got a lead and you don't want to give them a chance to get back in the ball game. And I think we did a real good job of both sides of the ball, you know, finishing the ball game. And then, of course, then you get into the fourth quarter and you're in pretty good shape.
Coach, you mentioned the running game and how it struggled a little bit this weekend, but I felt like you stuck with it. Is the running game something you just have to stick with and not abandon? Because especially you've got to keep those defenses in check.
You do. The one thing I've always said is you can't be one-dimensional because, you know, if you can't throw it, you're going to see 45 guys on the line of scrimmage. And if you can't run it, you're going to see 2 guys on the line of scrimmage. So, you know, you have to be able to run and pass. And a lot is, you know, predicated by what you're seeing on the other side of the ball. You know, I mean, that's, you know, right now their goal, they wanted to play the 2 high safeties, which is a run box, and now you should be able to run the football. You know, some teams will gamble and play only 1 high safety and add a guy, you know, down into the run game, and then of course you got to be able to, you know, throw it versus man coverage and those type of things.
Let's move on, if we could, Coach, to Ferris State. They had I can't wait for this game. I know they blew away Ohio Dominican last week, 41-0. They've got, I guess, first of all, if you could, talk about Reggie Bell. He had another big, at least one big running touchdown on last week in that game against Ohio Dominican. He's obviously a tremendous athlete. What is, how do we contain this guy? What do we need to do to stop him?
Well, I think everybody has to play assignments. You know, they're the same package as they were a year ago with Vanderlaan, but they're a little bit different in what they kind of want to do. I think this team wants to get outside more and let their skill level take hold, where last year they were content to, you know, let Vanderlaan, you know, take the ball 30 times up inside and, you know, and beat you up. Bell is, you know, he started for a year in the Mid-American Conference as a Division I player. I know in high school he won the the city of Los Angeles County meet or whatever it was, city meet, and won the 110 highs. So there's no question he has electric.